Welcome to another episode of Pixel Pachyderms, the podcast where we stomp through the savanna of video games with enthusiastic exploration. I'm your host, Ava, and today we're delving into an intriguingly challenging game, Remnant, From the Ashes. To start with the basics, Remnant, From the Ashes is a third-person action RPG with a heavy focus on teamwork and tactics. It borrows elements from the popular Souls-like genre. Think of games like Dark Souls and Bloodborne. However, it injects its own twist by incorporating gunplay alongside melee combat, set in a post-apocalyptic world fraught with bizarre, nightmarish creatures. Now, let's talk about the levels and environments. Each area in Remnant is procedurally generated. This means every time you play, the layout, enemies, and overall experience can shift in surprising ways. The levels range from eerie, overrun cities to dense, alien jungles, offering a rich tapestry of worlds to explore. This unpredictability keeps players on their toes, solving puzzles and unraveling the lore piece by piece. The environments aren't just there for aesthetics, they're filled with lurking dangers and unexpected combat scenarios that make every exploration feel new and intense. When it comes to playing Remnant, From the Ashes, you have a variety of control systems to choose from. If you're on PC, you'll likely find comfort in using a mouse and keyboard for precision aiming and movement. Meanwhile, those on consoles like PlayStation and Xbox will appreciate the support for gamepad controllers, which are thoughtfully optimized to offer smooth and reactive gameplay. No matter how you choose to play, the controls are designed to be intuitive, letting you dive into the action seamlessly. As many of you might know, since this is a team-focused game, its cooperative multiplayer aspect is where it truly shines. Team up with up to two other players and strategize together as you take down monstrous bosses and navigate through treacherous environments. The synergy needed in multiplayer also adds a delightful layer of strategy, making teamwork and communication key components of survival. For those curious about similar games, if you're a fan of the action-packed, lore-rich style of Dark Souls, but crave a firearm-centric twist, you'll feel right at home here. Additionally, titles like The Division and Monster Hunter World share the cooperative and exploration-driven components, providing inspiration in how Remnant has been designed to encourage strategic play and overcoming tough adversaries. In summary, Remnant, From the Ashes presents an exhilarating challenge, blending gunplay with intense third-person action in atmospherically rich terrains. Whether you're a lone wolf edging through the game's demanding solo play, or bringing a couple of friends along for cooperative chaos, there is much to be discovered, challenged, and cherished. Thanks for joining me today on Pixel Pachyderms. Until we meet again in this vast gaming wilderness, happy adventuring, and may your travels through the ash and ruination be ever rewarding.